Sophie cut her short. "Don't do this, Fay," she said with uncharacteristic sharpness. "Yes, but no." The young woman turned round and there was considerable anger in her eyes. "I will not discuss Melanie with you again." Fay bridled immediately. "She's my responsibility too." Sophie reached for her case. "I've asked Claire to assign one of the younger visitors to Melanie." The woman's highly powdered face lost colour. "You can't reduce my list just because I disagree with you," she said fiercely. "Calling one of my patients a slut and a whore is unprofessional, Fay," said Sophie coolly. "It's what she is," the woman hissed. "She sleeps with any man who shows an interest. Then she swans round like Lady Muck saying she's pregnant again." Sophie shook her head. It was pointless arguing. She opened her office door. "I'm going home," she said firmly, standing back and making it clear she expected the other woman to leave first. Fay stood up, her mouth working uncontrollably like an old lady's with dementia. "Well, don't say I didn't warn you," she said tightly. "I know what these beasts are like. Seen the kind of damage they do to the poor little souls they abuse. It's all so secretive, filthy, disgusting men, and all for what? Sex!" She spat out the word like a vile taste and walked stiff-legged from the office. Sophie watched her go with a frown of concern. Dear God. Beasts. Filthy. Disgusting men. Fay had lost the plot completely. It was bad enough to accuse Melanie of being a slut. 100 times worse to accuse her and her men of child abuse. But then Sophie had no idea that a paedophile had been housed just 2 doors away from 4-year-old Rosie and 2-year-old Ben Patterson.